The emperor had consumed everything. Life, sound, color, even the force. Nothing remained. This wasn't about conquest or domination or destroying an enemy, all concepts Scourge embraced. Everything on Nathema had simply been snuffed out, extinguished so completely that it ceased to have any meaning or purpose. It was a vacuum of existence, a blight on the natural order.
"I've seen enough," he declared.
Nyriss nodded, and they turned and made their way back to the ship. Scourge finally understood why Nyriss and the others wanted to take the Emperor down. Destroying your enemies, even destroying a planet, was understandable. But this wasn't simple destruction. It was annihilation. Obliteration. The very fabric of the Force had been shredded. Anyone capable of turning an entire planet into a nihilistic abomination had to be completely mad. After seeing the horrors of Nathema, he truly believed the Emperor might declare another war against the Republic, exposing them to the Jedi and leading to the eventual extinction of their species. By the time they reached the shuttle, Scourge's stomach was churning. He had lived his whole life attuned to the Force. Having it stripped away had left him physically ill. The shuttle shook as they took to the air, and he fought against the urge to vomit. As they broke the atmosphere of the cursed world, some semblance of normalcy returned. Scourge felt the Force rushing in to fill the emptiness inside him. He felt its power invigorating him and restoring his strength. At the same time, he also felt something else. The presence of someone strong in the Force. Someone who is neither Nyriss nor him. Nyriss suddenly began punching away at the shuttle's controls, scanning the system for another vessel, and Scourge knew she felt it too.
"There," she said, pointing at the readout. "The ship just dropped out of hyperspace in this system."
"Could the Emperor have sent someone to follow us?" Scourge asked.
"I don't think so,"
she replied, staring at the screens.
"Its signature doesn't match any design I've ever seen before."
From her voice, it was clear she was as puzzled as he was. If the ship hadn't followed them here, the odds against it showing up at the same time they were here were astronomical. But Scourge understood the ways of the Force too well to believe in coincidence. There had to be some connection between them and the unexpected visitor.
"Looks like a small freighter of some kind," Nyriss muttered. "I don't think they've seen us."
Scourge realized they had two options. The first was to make a quick jump to hyperspace in an effort to escape before being noticed. Nyriss decided to take the second option. Reaching out a finger, she activated the shuttle's ion cannon, locked onto the unidentified vessel, and fired.